Good evening, everybody. It is, what day is it? Thursday, January 20th, 2022. This is the Fakeologist speaking. It's about 8:16 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My sound has gone for a dump tonight. I was playing a video and the sound just stopped. Wait. Oh, that's why it stopped. How about them Wait. Well, the video's only 1 minute and 53 seconds. Is that okay? Oh, it's a short video. That's why it ended. I was expecting a lot more. Okay, I'm just playing the rest of it again. Thank you, donors. Fakeologist.com/donate. If you go to fakeologist.com/donate/donor, you'll see this fantastic video that Junior Fakeologist just created. Thank you so much. Grateful for all those donors. Thank you. Thank you, guys. That was, I am having a problem with the sound, though. I heard a little pop, few pops. And as soon as I get my latest little software program working, I will be sending this to my sound box that Velocet, who has so graciously donated his time and treasure. I think he's a monthly donor as well. And hopefully that'll get rid of any anomalies, because for some reason I can't play videos through my standalone program on this computer. The audio disappears. There's obviously some sound issue that I'm not familiar with. I am doing a lot of sound editing on this computer, so maybe something went south on it. I don't know. That's just a day in the technological hell that we all live in. Let me open up the phones right now, if I could. If you want to call in, it's 810-666-1984 in the United States, or 902-400-1984 in Canada, Stan. And on this show, we talk about media fakery, fakeologist.com, and fakeotube.com. Those are my two websites. And I've got a few suggestions to fix up the website, to make it a little more navigable. I haven't implemented them because I'm a one-man show and I do work for a living and I only have a couple hours in the evening to attend to this. It is kind of ambitious to show up here every single night. The main reason I do that is just because there's so much stuff going on. I wanted to communicate it to people because we're in the middle of the biggest psyop in the history of the world, the coronavirus hoax reset that gave my own label to back in March 2020, 3/11/2020, when this was characterized as a pandemic. They didn't say it was a pandemic. They just said it looked like one. And that simple distinction makes all the difference in the world to these guys, because they run a simulation besides what they call reality. That way they get away with it, even though they're not actually officially doing it. This isn't really a pandemic, and they've never said it's a pandemic. They characterize it as a pandemic. And now they're transitioning to characterizing it as an endemic. And don't think any of the protests or any of the so-called opposition has contributed to phase two. No, I don't think so at all. They're just too powerful. So phase two is in operation now, as exhibited by Bojo the Clown in England, saying he's dropping all the measures and we're going back to normal.
We can return to Plan A in England and allow Plan B regulations to expire.
Plan A.
As a result, from the start of Thursday next week, mandatory certification will end. Organisations can, of course, choose to use the NHS COVID pass voluntarily, but we will end the compulsory use of COVID status certification in England. Yeah. From now on, the government is no longer asking people to work from home. Yeah. And people should now speak to their employers about arrangements for returning to the office. And having looked at the...
John LeBon asked the question.
A very interesting question came through on the SpeakPipe at johnlebon.com. So we'll take a look at that question and take a look at some of the information that goes with it. And we'll try and ponder the question that's being put to us. Of course, for those of you who don't know, there is a SpeakPipe option at johnlebon.com. It's completely free. You can leave a message up to 5 minutes. Make it 5 seconds, 30 seconds, make it 4 minutes. It's up to you. And I will take your question and use it for a video, like the one you're watching right now. Or I'll put it into a podcast and we'll respond to it that way. But either way, you can be part of the fun here at johnlebon.com by using that SpeakPipe option. More information in the info box below. Let's take a look at this message that came through from Mark J just a moment ago, half an hour ago, in fact. Let's take a listen to this.
Hello, John. In the UK, as from next Thursday, we will no longer have to wear face masks. They've announced that the COVID passport is going to be scrapped. So my question is, why is Australia getting such a shit deal?
Thank you, Mark J, for the SpeakPipe message and for the question. Why in England are they being told that things are going closer back to normal, no more masks and apparently no more COVID passport, whereas in Australia, as I showed you in that video yesterday, they're being told that this is the most real and the most deadly of any phase of the pandemic so far, which probably, if you haven't seen my video from yesterday, you're like, JLP, they're not really saying that. Yes, they are. It's incredible. So I'll put a link to that video from yesterday in the show notes below, in the info box below. But the point is, and Mark J makes a very good point, or he asks a very good question here, why is the narrative so different in England or the UK versus a place like Australia? Especially when you consider that in England, it's currently wintertime, whereas in Australia, it's summertime. So if this thing is anything to do with health in general and transmission from people being inside, wouldn't you think it'd be the English who would have a bigger problem right now with the virus than the Australians? It doesn't make any sense. So I went and found a little clip, and this is Bojo, as he likes to be called, talking about these changes. As you can see, January 19, 2022. This is from today. This is Bojo talking about the changes in England. Take a listen to this.
So this morning, the Cabinet concluded that because of the extraordinary booster campaign, together with the way the public have responded to the Plan B measures, we can return to Plan A in England and allow Plan B regulations.
See, I'll be honest. I don't even know what they mean by Plan A and Plan B. All the different countries have their different red and green and orange and Plan A and Plan B and restrictions. This, like, I don't really know what he means by Plan A, Plan B. Let's give old mate Bojo a chance to explain what he's talking about.
To expire. As a result, from the...
Look at all these turkeys nodding along while they've still got their masks on their faces. Is this some kind of joke?
Start of Thursday next week, mandatory certification will end.
Mandatory certification will end from next week.
Yeah. Organizations.
They actually sound like shit.
All right, I was doing a little technology adjustment there while we were listening to John LeBon at johnlebon.com. Thank you, John. That's his opinion on that. And let's just go and see who has come into the chat tonight. Yeah, sorry, last night I missed the show. Some days I am just feeling super tired and I went to bed early. We all should listen to our bodies. If we're really tired, we should go to bed. Just wasn't into it and thought I would just crash. So that's what I had done there. Because I work outside in the winter, it's really cold here. It's minus 17 right now. And sometimes it takes the wind out of me, literally. And it wears me out. And a middle-aged man, as you know. And it says bedtime. I have to head to bed. Sorry about that. I should give you 20 minutes or half an hour, even if I don't feel like it, just to thank everyone for showing up, because I know everyone here shows up. But if you want to know if the show is on or not, go to fakeologist.com/live, and that's where I will put the show schedule. Otherwise, I will create a message in the Fakeologist chat or the FakoTube chat. FakoTube.com has a chat, and you should be able to log into that, no problem at all. It's a persistent chat, which means it's always there all the time. Yes, you should see that as well. I have left a message there before. Nobody really uses that chat. But if you are in the FakoTube chat, please leave a message. We did actually have a couple of audio chats yesterday. So really, you're getting value for dollars there, because I am producing the audio chat with the help of Velocet, who has made many automated features. And I produced a couple chats. And the audio chats are not full shows. They're just chats. Sometimes they're interesting. Sometimes they're not so interesting. But lots of people want to hear what I have to say, what others have to say. So that's why we put them out. Anyone can participate in an audio chat. Just go to fake11.com/AC and you can download TeamSpeak, or everyone still wants to be in Discord. Can't do much about that. I know it's pretty and sexy and everyone likes the ease of use. But I recommend Telegram right now, fake11.com/Telegram. We have a pretty busy discussion there. There's a few regulars there. There's Molly and Purple Play. And by the way, Molly made a nice donation. She just made the new video. She made a donation of 91.10. Thank you so much, Molly, from Australia. And Molly says she's getting away from Telegram and she's leaving Discord. Hopefully she'll keep in touch with us at thefakeologist.com/blog. But I understand people need to take a break from all this. It is intense. And I was having, just to give you a health update, a couple stomach pains in the last few days. They seem to have subsided. Either that's coincident to the Boris announcement or coincident to the fact that I got my load of NAC vitamins and bromelain or whatever it's called. And of course, this was recommended by a couple of people, including John Lukash, whose book I put up on the website. Or you can go to email him at ceo@estateartistry.com. And he recommended a whole vitamin regimen. Now, I don't really believe in vitamins. Vitamins could be a hoax as well as to their efficacy. Other than the fact they cost money, I'm not sure if it hurts anything to take them. I have no idea if NAC, and I can't remember the organic term for what they are, something acetyl something. I don't know if you can get them naturally or not. But I've never heard of NAC, so I thought, what the hell, just take it. And I do feel a little better. Probably has nothing to do with what I took. Just maybe having a day off or relaxing a little bit. Maybe that did the trick. I have no idea. But I am absolutely certain that the stress that we're all under, 2 years of a psychological torturous operation, They're going to affect you. I don't care how strong physically you are, mentally, we are strong at the Fakeologist Show, but it's still difficult to deal with. But thank God we have each other. Thank God we have the audio chat. Thank God we have the outlet here, the Discord, the audio chats, the Telegram channel. This is a fantastic, absolutely fantastic community. And we should all be grateful for each other and being able to talk to each other. Here's a teenager who obviously is probably reading a script, but it was worth it. So I...
Thank you for teaching students that our own mental health is much less.
These school board meetings have obviously come into vogue, as school boards are some of the more tyrannical entities around the world. And because they, I guess they've always had public forums where you're given 5 minutes to speak, people have really taken advantage of them. I know the county commissioner meetings are usually open in the United States. School board meetings are open. And this has been a pretty good place to watch regular people, or what looks like regular people, make statements and appearances. So have a listen.
It's important than making triple vaccinated adults feel safe.
This is a sarcastic teenager. I doubt she wrote it, but it's still fun to listen to.
Thank you for teaching me that even the most minute risk is not worth taking. Life is best when you take the path of least resistance, with no chance of failure and definitely no chance of catching a cold. Thank you for not reaching out to the students to ask how we feel about masks, because if you did, the majority of students would say that they hate masks, and then you might second guess your decision to make us wear them. Thank you for allowing me to experience the anxiety associated with never seeing facial expressions. Thank you for teaching us that we should never question authority or think critically, but instead we should follow whatever the people in charge tell us to do. Obedience is best. I realize now that thinking for yourself is overrated and not really necessary when you can just make decisions based on fear. Thank you for pushing your irrational fears and anxieties on me, because I didn't already have enough to worry about. I realize now how easy I had it when I only had to worry about my classes, my grades, SAT, and getting into college. Thank you for teaching me that being a morally superior person only requires that I cover my face for 8 hours a day, and that the most morally superior people wear 2 masks or even 3 masks. As you know, states around us, Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, Michigan, and Minnesota, which have 2.5 times more students than Illinois, don't force kids to wear masks. I'm with you, though. These states are out of control, recklessly putting kids at risk of misery and death every day. Masks work, even if these states have the same outcomes as Illinois. Speaking of data, thank you for staying silent about masking, despite the fact that COVID has a very high survival rate in kids my age. Who needs data anyway, though? We all know that it will never be safe to see anyone's face ever again.
There you go. A smart-ass teenager, but gets the point across. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, what else do we have on the FACO tubes here? I got a lot to talk about, but sometimes I just feel like playing videos. So what else we got here? Let's listen to a little of Amanda Vollmer, still one of the best people out there for this kind of discussion. This is something I clipped today. Don't worry about looking at Vernon Coleman. It's not about him. I just clipped this audio. This is Amanda Vollmer on some show recently, I think.
Part of the problem.
Wow. That right in itself was an education. And you were also talking about the fact, which even I have to admit, I was not totally aware that all vaccines are poisons. That, you know, we've been so conditioned to think that a vaccine, that there are some vaccines that are good and some that aren't. Would you please say a little more about that? Because, you know, I thought that there were some that were okay. Like if you stepped on a rusty nail, you'd go get a tetanus shot. And now
yeah,
I'm hearing that none of them
don't
are good.
Don't get a tetanus shot.
Yeah, correct. It's medical fraud from tip to tail. It was. It's never saved a life. It's never helped humanity. It's based on the false germ theory of disease. It's based on making billions of dollars, manipulating the public so that they do what you want, making them afraid, give up their rights, give up their freedoms. It's a tool of the controllers to manipulate humanity and to population control, dumb down the population, control fertility, and use them as test subjects, like experimental lab rats, as we're seeing right now, and was created by very nasty psychopaths and not anyone with a loving heart and a very kind mind, and someone who understands nature, someone who understands health and the body and how it works. It was never from that. It was from charlatans and frauds and dangerous people who experimented on their own children, killed their own children, killed countless amounts of animals, just disgusting, disgusting people that then history triumphs and makes as these false heroes like Pasteur, for example, or Koch, or any of these demons, as far as I'm concerned.
Saying they experimented on their own children as well?
Yep, a lot of them did. Yeah, and whatever they could get their hands on to try to put their concoctions in them, using rusty needles for inoculations and all kinds of just insane stories. If you read the real history, you're sickened by it, really. And, you know, Eleanor McBean, she writes a lot about, you know, called the poison needle. And there's a lot of information, historical information that's just, you know, you got to dig to find. And there's, you know, Pasteur versus Beauchamp. You can read Douglas Hume, Ethel Douglas Hume's works as well, how disgusted, you know, people were with all of this vaccination nonsense and lies. And the same psychopathic things are going on now. They would give the vaccine, and guess what? They would die. They would suffer. They would get the disease they were being supposedly protected against. And then the doctors, the mortuaries, they all lied. They all in the death certificate said it. They died from whatever, say it's smallpox, but they didn't have smallpox until they got poisoned with all of the things in the vaccine. So, you know, it's just one, and it's continued on. It's like the same drama. We just keep playing it over and over, like we're stuck in a time loop. And here we are again, pushing, and it's worse. It's worse than ever before because the lie is becoming so enormous that the truth has to eventually rise to the top and topple over the lie. And that's when you have a scientific revolution. And we're there now. I mean, we are right on the precipice of this huge Pandora's box being opened up properly. And let's get to the root of the problem. The germ theory is false. Germs do not cause disease. They are a result of disease processes in the body. They are not the cause. They are not contagious. None of it is. And all of the things, like you step on a rusty nail, you let the wound bleed and you clean the wound and you go about your day. I mean, you're not going to have a microorganism get inside of you if you let the wound bleed. It's as simple as that. You don't need some fancy, ridiculous poisonous shot that has all kinds of other stuff in it. By the way, it's usually not just tetanus, it's DPT, right? It's diphtheria, it's pertussis. It's not just this one.
They never told me my tetanus shot had all that crap in it. She's right. That makes me angry.
Thing. And that's actually one of the, I call it the triple hit. That's the top ones that cause autism. DPT and MMR are one of the top autism causers as far as the quaxines go, as I call them. Because they're so confusing to the body that the amount of white blood cells that get produced are so many that it causes thick, viscous blood and it causes microseizures. And if you continue to do that to a young child, especially, you will cause autism. Dr. Andrew Molden proved that without a shadow.
Only person I ever heard talk about Andrew Molden. And I think I found him outside of her research.
A doubt. He proved that every vaccine gives a microstroke in the brain. Every single one of them. It doesn't matter. The ones people are getting now, they're getting strokes too. And they're getting Bell's palsy. We know a lot of people reporting Bell's palsy. That's because it's damaging the blood flow, the blood control and supply in the brain called the cell Willis, and that's the nervous system in the brain. And then if that's clogged with all these white blood cells, you're not getting oxygenation of the brain. So it serves them in a lot of ways, because then they dumb down the population as well, because these people have to have no critical thinking skills. I mean, these people still think after a year and a half, there's some sort of virus floating around. They're absolutely gone. They're lost people. And they're afraid of everything.
They're afraid,
you know,
yes,
living.
They are. One thing that.
There you go. Amanda Vollmer speaks truth. That was from last July. She said that, but man, when she talks, she just pounds the points home. Fantastic. I always want to promote people that talk like her, and there's hardly anyone that talks like her. So well done. Well done, Amanda. Amanda Dawn Vollmer. She is scheduled for my show March 3rd by request, so she will come on. We did a talk with her with Uncle Odd earlier last year, and it was a good chat, but fantastic. Fantastic voice. What else do I got? I invited this guy, Jeff Gallant, on the show. He's a political guy, but he does speak truth. And he's on Feces book, as you can see here. And he does a live almost every day. They call them lives on Facebook. I guess I'm alive. He has quite an audience. Here's last night's show. He plays Tom McDonald, who I like. I'll play a bit of his show. I'll unmute it. I unmute it here, and then it's muted up at the top. You got to unmute it twice. Great system.
Hey, Justin, you're doing a great job. He'll forget about the 1,000 people, and he'll just concentrate and think he's doing a good job on the
but
on
Diego, who was on our last show and also once more predicted that COVID would be over. I don't think COVID's over. I think phase one is over, like with masks and the injections. I'm still really confused by it. Purple Play was trying to figure it out as well on the last audio chat. I think it's just all a show. I don't think anything's over. I think they smart passes, the green passes, they may be paused for a little bit, but this is not over. We're never going back. Can't go back because the money's all run out and they've stolen all the money. Can't go back though. Anyway, Tiago did Jeff's show and apparently was taken down right away from Facebook. Now, as you know, I simulcast stream to YouTube, DLive, Facebook, Twitter, and most importantly, FakoTube. Make sure you join up at FakoTube.com. And Tiago is telling his truth on my show. He's a regular guest here on the Fakeologist show. And apparently his show was taken down with Jeff the other day, as you can see here. And there you go. Interesting show. It's a little too political for me. I've tried to listen to some of it. I did invite him on, then he didn't really respond. He just said, "Who are you?" Just thought it'd be fun to talk a little with somebody Canadian, somebody different.
That's watching me tonight. I definitely want you guys to figure something out tonight. All right. All right. What did you guys notice today? Okay, on the news. So when you first woke up this morning, what did you guys notice today that they were...
I don't think you can see view counts in Feces book. I'm not sure. I don't know how many views this gets. It was shared 15 times. Lots of comments. So a fairly popular Canadian guy in the eastern area of Kanatistan. Might be worth following. I know LSD wanted to know. And I'm not probably going to post his videos on my FakoTube. You're going to have to get on a Feces book if you want to watch it. I don't think he cross-posts anywhere else. So that's enough for him. What else did I want to show you guys? On FakoTube, I just posted a Mark Dice video. Don't normally do that, but Mark Dice is on enough platforms. But I thought this was a good video, because he's bringing mainstream media fakery his huge audience. And we know all about media fakery, but take a look at this.
Once upon a time, fake news consisted primarily of made-up stories posted on cheap websites nobody had ever heard of, or websites with similar URLs to brand-name outlets publishing completely fake articles hoping that they'd go viral through social media and generate a bunch of ad revenue from all the clicks. And I'm sure that you're familiar with people making fake screenshots, Photoshop, and posting them on social media, claiming that they came from news articles, text messages, DMs, or someone's supposed deleted tweet. But we're far beyond those primitive forms of fake news and rapidly approaching a world that was once only found in science fiction films. In Arnold Schwarzenegger's 1987 film, The Running Man, he was an innocent helicopter pilot who was framed for the massacre of civilians looting a grocery store after an economic collapse. And with the help of some doctored video that aired on national television, the general public thought that he had been caught red-handed, murdering a bunch of people when, in fact, he had actually refused orders to open fire on them. His face was also digitally placed onto the body of someone else at another point in the film to further sell the lie to the public. While deceptively edited video has been a problem and can cast people in a false light and twist their statements or place them out of context, the video tricks that we're now facing are far more sophisticated. They can make almost anyone appear to do or say almost anything, just like what happened to Arnold Schwarzenegger in The Running Man. These fake videos are called deepfakes after the deep learning of artificial intelligence algorithms that are used to create them. And this same technology has been used dating back to the 1990s in order to make it appear that Forrest Gump shook hands with President John F. Kennedy and made John Wayne look like he was handing off a six-pack of Coors Light to someone in a commercial, even though he had been dead for over 10 years. More recently, it was used to digitally impose Paul Walker's face onto another actor's body to finish Fast and the Furious Part 7 after he died in a car accident before filming was done being shot. But unfortunately, this technology isn't just being used for entertainment anymore, and people are starting to realize that in the wrong hands, it can...
I tell you, when I look at this guy, I always think this haircut is so much like Mark Zuckerberg. I know that Mark does Man on the Streets, someone that looks just like this, but when I watch this, he just looks so digital. It's very strange.
Can cause tremendous danger. In 2018, comedian Jordan Peele released a video showing Barack Obama appearing to warn about deep fakes, and then the video cut to a split screen showing Obama on one side and Jordan Peele on the other, revealing that he was doing the voice for Obama since he does a pretty good impression, and he was also using real-time face mimicking software in order to match his lips and facial expressions onto a digitally recreated version of Obama. It was a clever PSA to bring this kind of technology to people's attention, since at that time, most people hadn't heard of deep fakes. 2 years earlier in 2016, researchers at Stanford University posted a video demonstrating their face-to-face real-time face capture technology, showing how using their software and an ordinary webcam, they can map a person's facial expressions onto George W. Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump. This may have been the same software that Jordan Peele used for his video. Technology to manipulate video in such ways was once extremely expensive and required teams of people to produce. But today's deep fakes can be made by amateurs on their home computers. Snapchat filters and Facebook Messenger filters can now overlay different cartoon faces and effects on someone's face in real time. You may have seen back in 2018, someone took video of actress Amy Adams singing I Will Survive and swapped her face for that of Nicolas Cage's. Then the following, someone made one by taking a segment of Jennifer Lawrence speaking with reporters backstage after the Golden Globe Awards and put Steve Buscemi's face in place of hers. The video was so bizarre and realistic looking that it became the most viral deepfake video since Jordan Peele's Obama video and introduced the term deepfake to a much wider audience. But well over a decade before all this, the U.S. military had some insight into the potential of this kind of technology for psychological warfare operations. When the Bush administration was planning for the invasion of Iraq in 2003, the CIA came up with the idea to create a fake video appearing to show Saddam Hussein having sex with a teenage boy. The CIA also reportedly discussed making a fake video appearing...
Anyway, that's the first 4 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but it is worth saving. That's why I put it on FakeoTube. You can subscribe to Mark Dice, and I don't think he likes people lifting his videos. I only put it here for your convenience, but go to his Rumble channel. He's also on YouTube, and I enjoy his man on the street videos. He's one of the few people that actually do them. And it's definitely worth subscribing to him. I'm actually, he's on Patreon now because he claims he's not getting any money from Rumble. So I recommend subscribing to him. I send him $1 a month as a sort of a minor Patreon. I think it's worth it, though, to support content, even though he's pretty big. Don't forget, if you want to call in, you can. I'll put the numbers on the screen. It's funny, whenever I open the lines, nobody calls. And when I don't open the lines officially, I get phone calls. But you can call in at 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. If you want to call in, I'll leave the numbers up for a bit. Normally, I leave the show number on the screen. This is FAK 462, January 20th, 2020. And we're up to audio chat 1021, I believe. 1021, yeah. Very busy, very, very busy. Audio chats are going nuts, and they're perfectly balanced. So the sound should sound much better. And I haven't piped this show through the sound leveler yet, but I will do that as soon as we can get a few problems worked out with the forwarding of the audio. All right, what else we got here? Anyone here speak French? This is what's happening in Kanuckistan. Oh, let me go back to this one. Here's a Twitter channel that I think might actually be real. And this is a guy whose son was injected and died. His son was tired of being off for the year, so he went to join hockey after being injected to play hockey. And then a month after he was injected, he died. And there were two autopsies, one by the official coroner and one by another coroner who didn't want to be identified, which is bizarre. What is the problem with doing your job and identifying something? It's cowardly after 2 years that you're not willing to do your job and tell the truth. As a doctor, coroners are doctors. So what is the problem? Is money that important to you that you don't want to tell the truth? And then the second coroner said the death was unascertained. Is that even a word? Are they making up words again? I know what ascertained mean, but is that an official coroner status? Unascertained. I guess it is a word, but I was more wondering, is it a word based on a coroner status? I guess it is. Solomon Fariki was found dead in a cell, correctional, blah, blah, blah. Unascertained. I guess it is a coroner type term. When you're trying to evaluate death. Interesting. Okay, where was I? Let's get back to this. The only thing that makes me nervous about this father is he does make that statement that makes no sense when you're mourning, that he is not anti-vax.
And he got extremely bored sitting in his bedroom. He decided to go back to hockey this year. And to do that, he had to have a vaccination to play hockey. He got his first shot of Pfizer on August 25th, went to the hospital on August 29th with a bad reaction. He got sent home with only a prescription for Advil. He had a rash all over his neck and face and brown circles around his eyes. They sent him home, and on the morning of September 27th, his mother found him dead on the floor beside his bed. And all he wanted to do was play hockey. So I'm just wondering really how safe this is and why no deaths are being reported. You're talking about numbers and ICUs, but nobody ever talks about deaths. And it is happening more than anyone knows. And it's just being denied and silenced. And I have a Twitter page called Answers for Sean, which has 7,500 followers.
Yeah,
we're all wondering
that.
The same thing as me. What happened to my son? He had an autopsy done in Toronto. That came back cause of death unascertained, which only 2% of deaths have that conclusion. The only thing they found was a slightly enlarged heart. So I questioned the coroner, well, is that not caused from the vaccine causing myocarditis? They're saying there was no myocarditis. I sent his autopsy report to a second well-known pathologist in Canada who wants to remain anonymous for fear of losing his job.
Definitely looks full.
He told me the vaccine did kill my son.
Look at that.
I don't know who I can believe anymore. I have to go the rest of my life either thinking there's no cause of death or it was the vaccine. I just don't think vaccines for kids to play sports is the right thing to do, considering Omicron is a lot less powerful than Delta.
Real
my brother
fake,
and his
guys.
Wife and three kids all have Omicron right now, and they're all perfectly fine. They say it's not bad at all. Even one of my nephews has no symptoms whatsoever, but tested positive. I just would like some answers to why my son is gone. And if you want to take a look at my page, you'll see just how much of a special boy he was and what he meant to me. And now I have to go through the rest of my life with this pain. And I just want answers, and nobody will give me any. That's all I really wanted to say.
Thank you, Dan. And I'm glad we were able to accommodate the time here for you. Let me just open it up to members of the board. Are there anybody with any members with questions for Dan? Seeing none, Dan, I'm very sorry for your loss. Thank you for joining us.
Sorry, Councillor, it's Chris. It's Councillor Wong-Tam. Sorry, Chair, it's Councillor Wong-Tam. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead, Councillor. You have 5 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Hartman, I'm sure that on behalf of the Board of Health, I can express our deepest condolences to you and your family. I have a 2.5-year-old son. I can't imagine.
Anyway. Not sure if we're witnessing truth or atrocity propaganda. It's hard to tell. Interesting pictures. Not sure if it's real or fake. Kupambazua. Is it Ab or Av? Ab is the old moniker I used to use. Aberrado, as in angry man. I know that Tiago calls me AB. That's funny. No, it's Ab or Fakeologist. That's the name I go by. So thank you very much. Fakeologist is easier. And what else do we have? We'll just say hi to Napoleon, Lost Fighter, Phallus, Dirty Benny, Linda Curtis, Gabriel. Hi, guys. Dirty Benny's not convinced. Tunax, hello. Yeah, we're back. Took a night off. This is the last day of the week, by the way. We'll be back Saturday with the Rick and Rollo show. You can take a look at that video and the Twitter channel. I'm aware there's atrocity propaganda. What is the end game of atrocity propaganda? Well, if they say they're not anti-vax, that to me means they're trying to push the narrative to more safe and effective. Because, of course, that is the vaccine mantra, safe and effective. safe and effective. So they're pushing for, they'll be pushing for more safe and more effective. That's my thought. And of course, we had a similar person testify in the United States who was on the senator's panel where he carried the picture of his son. And well, I don't doubt some parents are passionate. Not too many will go come forward and be public figures, because you end up being a public crusader. And not too many people do that. Not too many people, even though they are grieving, they're not willing to put up with the nonsense and the questioning of becoming a public figure. Speaking of a public figure, here is a media elite person in Quebec, the most tyrannical province, saying something in French. So I'll play this for the French people.
Au vaccin, vous autres?
Oui, tous les deux, on a une...
She's interviewing children. I don't know if her own children or who they are. She's asking, what should we do with unvaccinated people?
Seule dose.
Ah oui, puis est-ce que vous êtes d'accord, vous autres, avec la vaccination obligatoire?
Oui.
Oui? Ah oui, hein?
Wow.
On dirait que je les ai drillés, Julie.
Oui. Puis qu'est-ce qu'on devrait faire avec les gens qui ne veulent pas se faire vacciner?
On devrait appeler la police.
Ouh! Oui. Oui!
S'ils n'ont pas leur vaccin, ça peut mettre beaucoup de personnes en danger. Fait que comme le gouvernement est en train de faire en ce moment, il faut leur couper petite chose à petite jusqu'à temps qu'ils se tannent et qu'ils se fassent vacciner.
En tout cas, vous avez, on a des futurs politiciens.
This woman was married to a Canadian French billionaire who controlled the many media outlets in Quebec, and she's apparently divorced from him, and now she does a talk show, and she is promoting the detainment of those who choose not to get an experimental biological injection. And she's telling the children and cajoling the children, encouraging the children to call the police. I mean, this is disgusting, honestly. Why is it that all the most extreme propaganda is being done in French? How's that? Well, since only 10% of the Canadian population speaks French, that means 90% don't get these messages. How would that fly in Ontario, where the predominant language is English? I don't know, but it's interesting that our crime sinister speaks in French when he has the most nasty things to say about those that want to preserve their own health. And then we have some media personalities who are connected to big money in Quebec making similar outrageous statements. And then their crime sinister of Quebec saying they want to charge the uninjected extra for healthcare, even though we pay 60% in tax. Just outrageous stuff. So they have the most provocative statements being made in Quebec, which most Canadians don't necessarily identify with whatsoever. Okay, this is a new Substack. Substack's where the cool kids are. It's called yuribezmenov.substack.com. I just grabbed a couple great memes. I really like the Clown Planet meme. So here's your solar system with our Clown Planet on it. I just find it funny. And I've changed many of my icons to the Clown Planet. Actually, really, and the other funny thing is he said, New Zealand is a sheep farm corralled by a horse. And that's, of course, in reference to their crime sinister, Jacinda Ardern. I just thought this guy, whoever Yuri Bezmenov is, the icon, just has a really, really interesting take on things. And he's just giving the outline of the world. Interesting. He says, the more things change, the more they stay the same. In 2 weeks, on February 4th, 2022, the Olympics will once again be hosted by a genocidal dictator. Global corporations who use slave labor will run ads about how virtuous they are. Most of the world has reverted back to a primitive, tyrannical state, that was unimaginable a few years ago. Here is where we currently stand. China is under the boot of God Emperor Chairman Xi, who fancies himself as a Mao with a heavenly mandate. He and his CCP thugs have revamped the Cultural Revolution with high-tech surveillance, social credit scores, public shame marches, and prison camps. Abroad, they are island hopping or just building them straight out of the ocean to support expansionist colonization. Most of East Asia, Oceania, and Africa have fallen into their One Belt, One Road debt trap. And that is important to realize that China is just the globalists using this latest conquest of theirs to expand all around the world. The Axis powers of Europe, Germany, Austria, Italy. Yeah, the same old Axis powers, by the way, have labeled many of their citizens as unclean and unworthy of basic human rights. Many allied powers have joined them. France and Canada are ruled by petulant Napoleons hell-bent on crushing opposition. Australia has returned to its penal colony roots. New Zealand is a sheep farm corralled by the UK stands alone, but only after many fumbles. Yeah, it's really strange why the UK is going its own way right now. I still don't understand Scandinavia at all, how they can sort of sit this one out. Russia is led by a strongman pulling strings all over the former Soviet Union, while the CIA pokes the bear around its borders, seeking to turn a Cold War hot. South America is tangoing with socialists. The Middle East is inflamed by sectarian tribal conflicts. In the strangest and saddest twist, Israel is replicating the Axis regimes with a papers, please system. Just a really good read. And then tons of good memes. I like them. I grabbed a couple and put them on Fakeologist forums. If you haven't been to Fakeologist forums, I'll take you there now. Fakeologist.com/forums2. The hottest area is the Coronavirus Hoax 2020. This is a pretty fast website, by the way, people. Don't be afraid of it. And I like it because it's threaded. See the threads? Look at this thread, 13,000 views, and it's only a year old. No, 2 years old. But the point is, it's easy to find stuff. There's 17 pages. You can go to the last page, as in here. Why can't I rate it? So go to 17 and see if it loads quickly, and you can see all the latest memes. I really want people to use Fakeologist forums if you can. I think you'll like it. There's almost nobody using it right now. I think you can even list who's on the forums. The team. I don't even know what that means, but you can have the different members of the forum listed. Maybe I can only do that. But there's 91 users there, but we got to get everybody on there. I can see that many, many people don't log in anymore. We've got some regulars, Rachel, Xyleflex, Dirty Benny is a big contributor here. He's got 170 posts. Make sure you read some of his stuff. He's big on the EGI. Samson is a new member. I don't really know who he is. Lost Spider Phallus is there. Lots of people from the old days. I haven't seen them do anything. So make sure you log in. Fill in where you're from. I didn't realize that Voodoo Denier has his own WordPress site. So let's click on there and take a look at that. Okay. If you speak, oh, I gotta install Google Translate. Okay, I can do that. So he's in Finland. Yuri Bezmenovin. Okay, so if you read Finnish, Voodoo Denier is there. And I'm pretty sure he's on board with what we talk about. Let me just refresh this page and see if Google Translate. I said, install yourself. Come on, add. So did that install? Let's see. Doesn't want to install. Add extension. And, I see. Translate this page. I'm trying. Okay. Well, it's not going to translate. I tried. But that's Voodoo Denier. So if you speak Finnish, here's his page. That's the forums. It's 9:09. We got about 10 minutes left. And then I'm going to have to leave because I'm going to get try and get the sound working for the main show with Mr. Velocet. Okay. Just looking at the comments. Yeah, Linda saw Greta. Religious flat earthers will call Abba Shill now, Lost Spider says. I don't care. Who cares? Napoleon is administrating on Telegram as well. Make sure you go to Telegram. Make sure you go to Dark Side Papers. If you want to look at a really good Telegram channel, he's doing really good work, Dark Side Papers. Let's see if he's done anything lately. He's got a very active chat. Hundreds of chat messages per day. Okay, let's go back to the blog. And now we go to the blog. Okay, this is the sarcastic student speaking to the cult. Oh, take a look at this. Latvia, what is going on with the Baltic states? And Riga, I guess Riga is the capital of Latvia. Are we in a cult or what? There's your new god. Sad. Look at this guy, brings flowers. Tuck your shirt in, you slob. Isn't that something? People walk up and take pictures. Give me a break. Unbelievable. Someone made a meme of it. Let's see what the meme is. Okay. What did they do? That is kind of funny. All right. Not too bad. Not too bad. I like that. This is another good covidreason.substack.com. This guy says, please wake me up from this horror movie of a dream I've been having for 2 years. Another one, France detects new COVID-19 scariant. Yeah, it never ends. Never ends. Yeah. If you haven't figured out after 2 years, the mask has nothing to do with health. It's all about a religious garment. We've said that from the beginning. There's my post with Amanda Vollmer. That's getting lots of views currently. 11 people watching right now. Bori Quagato. Fantastic Substack as well. This is Pope Fauci, who's to me the de facto
political
Black Pope.
Should we be worried about future variants? And this person writes in, you know, sometimes it feels like big pharma company are taking advantage of the situation. Let me ask you, and we'll go to Stefan on this. Like, how can we bridge the divide between believers and non-believers?
Because there are some inherent non-believers that no matter what you say, are going to give you a real problem.
Somebody asked, why is this 80-year-old multimillionaire still working? Great question. Is it because they don't trust anyone else to lead the cult of scientism than Herr Fauci? Unbelievable. Yes, it's definitely a religion. Secular technocratic totalitarianism is, in every meaningful way, a religion. It just happens to have as one of its core commandments that the congregation must deny that its religion is, in fact, a religion, and endlessly claim to be on the side of the very science it suppresses in favor of whatever flavor of Lysenkoism is currently in vogue. What is Lysenkoism? That was a political campaign led by biologist Trofim Lysenko against genetics and science techniques of vermalization and grafting. In time, the term has come to be identified as any deliberate distortion of scientific facts or theories for purposes that are deemed politically, religiously, or socially desirable. Interesting. This Lysenko was against genetics and science-based agriculture. He promoted Lamarckism. Interesting. More than 3,000 mainstream biologists were dismissed or imprisoned, with numerous scientists were executed in the Soviet campaign to suppress scientific opponents. President of the Soviet Agricultural Academy, who had been Lysenko's mentor, but later denounced him, was sent to prison and died there. While Soviet genetics research was effectively destroyed, research and teaching in the fields of neurophysiology, cell biology, and many other biological disciplines were harmed or banned. Interesting. I'm not quite sure what he was promoting, Lysenko. Maybe he was against Mendelian genetics. To look into that further. I think I asked Mr. SMJ, who's the Wikipedia specialist here at the Fakeologist forums, and what he thought about that. But I got that off borequagato.substack.com. Really great. Really, really interesting stuff. He uses his cat meme all the time. Have a look at that. Great comments, by the way, as well, when you go through the comments. Let's look at a bit of George Carlin. See what you can find in the comments. Always read the comments.
Well, let's get back to this abortion shit. Now, is a fetus a human being? This seems to be the central question. Well, if a fetus is a human being, how come the census doesn't count them? If a fetus is a human being, how come when there's a miscarriage, they don't have a funeral? If a fetus is a human being, how come people say we have two children and one on the way instead of saying we have three children? People say life begins at conception. I say life began about a billion years ago, and it's a continuous process. Continuous, just keeps rolling along. Rolling, rolling, rolling.
I say, you know something? Listen, you can go back further than that. What about the carbon atoms? Huh?
human life could not exist without carbon. So is it just possible that maybe we shouldn't be burning all this coal? Just looking for a little consistency here in these anti-abortion arguments. See, the really hardcore people will tell you life begins at fertilization. Fertilization when the sperm fertilizes the egg, which is usually a few moments after the man says, gee, honey, I was going to pull out, but the phone rang and it startled me. Fertilization. But even after the egg is fertilized, it's still 6 or 7 days before it reaches the uterus and pregnancy begins. And not every egg makes it that far. 80% of a woman's fertilized eggs are rinsed and flushed out of her body once a month during those delightful few days she has. They wind up on sanitary napkins, and yet they are fertilized eggs. So basically what these anti-abortion people are telling us is that any woman who's had more than one period is a serial killer.
All right. Well, we know where he stands now. Okay, that's enough, George. I like George, though, for sure. You can see how this My Body, My Choice, how it can go. All right. It's been about an hour. I think I'm going to wrap her up now. When I'm solo, I usually do 1 hour alone. That's enough. What else we got in the comments here? Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So I think I've given you a bit of content this week to think about. It's actually been a pretty busy week. Tons of stuff happening in the world, wherever I am. Hopefully it hasn't been too intense for where you have been. Make sure you listen to Purple Play and I. Make sure you listen to BV and Critical Sinker. They do a regular show on the Fakeologist Network. This is a really interesting audio or video that was sent to me by Eva. Tried to call Eva, but our phones weren't connecting. We're just talking about Israel. She has children in Israel and what's going on there. And earlier today on the audio chat, which I will publish later, Israel is a very unique country. Probably one of the reasons why they've gone so hard against those people is, number one, they wouldn't expect to be targeted. And number two, because I think they have, what is the population of Israel? I wanted to look that up. But I think it's about 10 million. And I think that because it's such a homogenous country religious-wise, 75% Judaism, that it's easier to control. Where's the population? Yeah, 9 million. So just round it up to 10 million. I thought so. And I think the government is, it's just one area. So they have a strong central government that can control all 10 million people without a problem. So they don't have individual areas, provinces or states. So that's why it's so easy to control. And that's why they did the experiment there, where they wouldn't have to worry about extra levels of government not operating in lockstep. Okay, here you go. As usual, if you like the show, make sure you go to fakeologist.com/donate. If you can, make a donation. If you just want to let me know that you like the show, feel free to give me a call at fakeologist.com/contact. You can send me an email at I'm@fakeologist.com. You can contact me on Telegram, on Discord. Try and sign up for the TeamSpeak. It's just an audio program. It's very fast. No, I'm not doing another show tonight. Isn't one enough, Kapu and Booza? I did an audio chat earlier today that I'll release. That's probably what you thought I was talking about. There's an audio chat most days. So try and connect through the TeamSpeak app. You don't need to sign up. There's no email confirmation, nothing. You just literally type in the instructions at fake11.com/AC. You type in the server address and pick a name. There's no verification. You don't need an email. You don't need any of that. You can just connect. Brilliant. But you have to let me know. You have to be online for me to verify you. And I'm still working on the permissions on that. All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks for showing up. We'll see you Saturday at the Rick and Rollo show. Make sure you tune in. fake11.com/AC. Discord is where they hang out. And almost everyone on the Fakeologist Discord has their own Discord server now. I don't mind about that. If I ever get permanently blocked out, I can bring the live stream into your server. That's not an issue. Well, think about it. Take care, everybody.